Military working dogs were in the spotlight after the killing of Osama bin Laden because a dog was part of the Navy SEALs mission. We have a story now on what happens when those dogs' service days are over. In the past, they were euthanized. Now, as Gloria Hillard explains, the Department of Defense allows for a more hopeful future.
Sitting on a folding chair overlooking Camp Pendleton's K-9 training field, Marine Corporal Daniel Cornier is sharing stories about Chuck, the dog he deployed with to Afghanistan.
It's like a friendship, you know what I mean?
His words are somewhat halting.
He's pretty trustworthy. I can trust him and pretty much trust him with my life.
You see, Chuck is a bomb-detecting dog and walked in front of Cornier every step before his Marine.
I spent almost 3 years with him, you know? And you get really attached to him, and you know, you don't want to let go.
Military working dogs often serve multiple deployments with different handlers. It's called giving up the leash. That's what Staff Sergeant Michael Harris did after his deployment with a German Shepherd named Axel in 2006.
What's up, buddy? What?
At the sight of Harris, Axel, now 8 years old, spins in a couple circles and then presses his body against the bars of the kennel, all the while not taking his eyes off the tall Marine.
I mean, there's always going to be a bond with me and this dog just because of the time that we've spent and everything that we've seen and seen through each other's eyes and all the accomplishments that me and him both have had together.
After the dog's assignment with Staff Sergeant Harris, Axel served an additional 2 deployments. Now, his combat days are over. Harris says he's had conversations with Axel's current handler about adopting the dog.
If for any reason he can't, then I would try and make some kind of arrangements to adopt him.
The adoption priority process is to first use the dog as a training aid for other handlers. Second in line would be law enforcement agencies, and then families who have lost a loved one in combat, followed by former handlers, and then the general public. Rocky, a 10-year-old German Shepherd with a gray muzzle, will need a special home.
He's definitely seen some tough times. Isn't that right, Rocky?
Staff Sergeant Harris says Rocky has seen 3 combat deployments and has lost the use of his hind legs.
He's a really good dog, so he will make a great pet for someone in their household and have that drive to still want to play and live out the rest of his life and hopefully have a happy life.
To assist his chances for adoption, Rocky is getting outfitted with a dog wheelchair today.
You know, it's a little cord that attaches here, but we can find it. Still needs a little adjusting.
It didn't take long for the 4-legged veteran to get the hang of it.
Now he can actually get around and move and stuff.
In a short time, Rocky is chasing his favorite ball as 4 Marines, including Corporal Cornier, watched proudly. And this is the time to finish the story of what happened to Cornier's bomb-sniffing dog, Chuck. The day before this interview, the long-awaited adoption went through. The Marine brought Chuck home.
I'd say he's doing pretty well. I mean, he slept for like 10 hours yesterday. He ate, gave him a big old steak, and that was his day. He's out.
Corporal Cornier will be redeployed later this year. He's already talked to his mom in Florida.
She has a big, giant backyard, and, you know, she'll spoil him rotten.
She's promised her son she'll take good care of Chuck until he comes home. For NPR News, I'm Gloria Hillard.